This is an audio guide to the exercise Your Lighthouse from my book Power Barometer by Josephine Campbell, myself. Please give yourself 15 to 20 minutes for this exercise. The sound file that you're listening to right now will take less than 10 minutes, but afterwards you need time to reflect and write down notes which are the outcome and the benefit of this exercise. It will help you identify your top three values. You can do the exercise seated or reclining, but it helps if you have your eyes closed. The exercise is a visualization that helps you giving a little more extreme perspective on events in your life. Try to visualize the following scenario as vividly as possible. First, make sure that you're seated in a comfortable position or laying down. You will not be disturbed for the next 10 minutes. And you feel the weight of your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs, like they're being pulled towards the center of the planet. Gravity are pulling your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips. So you'll feel heavy and relaxed. Now move your attention to your breath. Take a deep breath. And if you like to, you can let go of tensions and worries when you breathe out. Please do it again. And a third one. Breathe in and let go. Now just feel the top of your head. The top of your head and all of your head. Your shoulders. If it's comfortable for you, you might even feel that someone who is taking care of you is standing behind you, putting his or her hands on your shoulders and thereby melting tensions and worries. The next 10 minutes are your time, your minutes. It's your time. Right now, you don't have to do anything else but being present with yourself. Observe what goes on inside you. Feel your body. It's your time. Nothing else to worry about. Nothing else to do but do this exercise. And move your attention to your breath again. And just observe how your belly lowers and raises and you breathe in and you breathe out. There is no wrong or right here. You just observe. And maybe this awareness invites you to start breathing slower and slower. When you breathe in, you breathe from the bottom of your belly all the way up to your collarbones. And it's okay to hold a little pause, to make a little pause once you're full of air in your lungs and your belly, before you slowly let go of the air. And maybe you like to do your out breath a little longer than your in breath. Please just keep your attention on your breath. So you slowly, in your own pace and controlled, breathe in, wait a little, and then breathe out. Okay. try to visualize the following scenario as vividly as possible. Imagine you find yourself a good distance into the future, and today is your last day in your work life. It's the last day at your job, the last job that you will have. So we might be a good distance into the future. You're in a taxi on your way to your farewell reception. Try and see if you can smell. How does it feel to sit in the taxi? What smells are there? Do you feel the movements of the car taking you there? What is the temperature like? You have butterflies in your stomach, so you sit for a while with awareness of the feeling inside you. How does it feel inside your stomach right now? Thoughts of your expectations for this day are whirling around in your head. What expectations do you have? Who would you like to be there? Where would you like this event to be held? You get out of the cab and walk across the parking lot in the fresh air. As you get closer to the building, you hear hum of a group of people. Your thoughts are on the specific people you want to see when you enter the doorway. You wonder if someone will give a speech about you. Who would you like to give a speech about you? What will they say about you? Please take a little time to imagine that you are at your farewell reception, and the person or people that you would like to give speeches about you are giving speeches about how you are, things that you experienced together, specific moments that show your character, that shows who you are, really. You might even want to pause this recording so you have all the time you need. And after you imagined your farewell speeches, keeping as true to life as possible, you can then analyze their intrinsic messages. If the speaker or speakers say something that gives you a definite sinking feeling in your stomach or makes your heart jump, it might be important. This exercise can inspire you to choose your values. Take your time. For some people, it might just take 10 or 20 minutes to pick their values. But for most people, it can take a long time. Maybe you even have to come back to this exercise and let the exercise take maybe even some weeks. Okay, I hope you're going to enjoy this exercise. In the book, you'll find a list of value for inspiration. And in principle, most values are worthy of having. So often the hardest part is not including the most important values, but eliminating the less important ones to narrow it down to the top three. Okay, please take your time and try to enjoy this. You develop better and faster when you're doing it with joy. You don't have to, it's just an invitation. Bye for now.